Happy Thursday, friends. I've invited you here to a rant today. It's soapbox day here at Common Sense because I was reading something that I always get on a soapbox with my class about when I teach it. And so but perhaps it's appropriate to do it here too. So here goes. I was reading a Harris poll in Forbes magazine that said over half of Americans think that the economy is in a recession. And nothing could be farther from the truth. However you define a recession, and I define it with my students of two consecutive quarters of declining growth, so that means gross domestic product will be decreasing for it to count, for two consecutive quarters for it to count as a recession. And that has not happened because actually GDP has been increasing for seven consecutive quarters. There is no way a recession. So everybody is very highly mistaken with that. And then GDP, we also enjoyed 6.3% growth last year. So there's no way we can call this a recession. But individuals, half of everybody feels like the stock market's down, that it's at a record low, and that unemployment is at a record high, which again is not true. To count as full employment, and the definition of full employment means that everybody who wants a job either has one or could have one somewhere along in there, and that would be if unemployment hits between 4% and 6%. Well, right now unemployment nationally is at 3.9%, so that is well within the parameters of full employment. So why are people thinking this? Well, they're thinking this because of that nasty I word, inflation. Because prices are growing and we're paying more for things when we go to the store, we're making assumptions that we're in a recession, that is the result of a recession, when that actually is not true. In fact, if anything, as spending goes up, that drives prices up. So the fact that there's high inflation shows that we're doing quite well. I know it's ironic, but you know, that's just how things work. So let's not say we're in a recession, because when we do, that negatively impacts people's thinking and it could cause some other bad things to happen. So tomorrow's Friday, y'all. Soapbox over, and let's go use our common sense. Digital, I don't have diddly squat. It's not